Hello and welcome to the Business Spotlight. I'm Terry James, and today we are joined by Alex Carlson. Now, he is the managing director of Fippinger and Dennison Funeral Homes, and Jill Henry, the funeral director and former owner of Dennison Funeral Home. Welcome to both of you.
Well, thank you.
Hello.
And nice to have you. We want to clear up maybe a few misconceptions people have. First of all, Jill, you haven't gone anywhere. You are just as much a part of the business as you always have been.
Yeah, and I just got to thinking about it yesterday. I got my license, my funeral director's license in 1994. So 2024, I've been licensed for 30 years.
That's a long time to be in the community.
It is. Really, and all 30 of those years have been here in Mercer County with Jinx Funeral Home and then Dennison Funeral Homes. And the two have merged now, Fippinger Funeral Home and Dennison's. So I'm not going anywhere. I'm still around. Still going to meet with families. If I don't happen to be around, there's a great team now. There's four funeral directors all together, and compassionate, caring people that will take care of the families just like we've been doing for
a long time. You've been in the business for quite a while.
Yeah, generations.
Alex and Jill, some people have asked questions because they've seen that for sale sign at the Dennison Funeral Home in Aledo, but that doesn't mean that anything is going away or anything is changing.
When the merger happened, the obviously having two funeral homes under the same umbrella inside the same town wouldn't make a lot of sense. So the plan was from the beginning that we probably would at some point start merging things over to the Fippinger location just because of the size of that facility. So yes, there is a for sale sign in front of the Dennison location. The Dennison location in Viola is still operational, will be operational for as far as we can see forever. Jill will now be meeting with families also at the Fippinger location here in Aledo too. In my opinion, it's kind of the best of both worlds now for the families that Jill has served in the past. It's kind of they can still meet with Jill, but now in a bigger facility, a little more seating, everything like that. So hopefully everybody's a little happier with everything.
And Jill, you've been offering a service for quite a long time for families because pets are part of our family, and it is Western Illinois Pet Cremation. That is still going strong.
It is. It's a separate entity from the funeral homes, but my husband and I still own Western Illinois Pet Cremations, and it would be better going forward maybe if people called the pet crematory directly for any pet needs. But obviously if you call the funeral home, you know, we'll get everybody going where they need to be. So, but yes, we're still around serving pet families in the area also.
And Alex, one of the great services you guys offer is pre-planning. People can come in and talk to you about setting everything up, and that way you're taking a burden off of those that you leave behind.
Absolutely. Gosh, I could talk for 10 minutes on that. Just the not just the burden that you're taking off of your family members, you know, from questions and things like that maybe they weren't comfortable asking at the time or whatever, but also too just the financial burden, getting that taken care of. And there's so many different avenues that we see families go down these days with pre-planning, and that seems to be anymore. Probably half of our time spent is spending time with folks with pre-planning these days.
All right. So again, if you want the traditional way, contacting the funeral home, the folks at Fippinger Funeral Home in Dennison, they've now merged, and they can provide you the best quality service for your family and also pre-planning services. And then also Western Illinois Pet Cremation. Jill still has that business, so you can contact them as well. I want to thank you both so much for coming in today. And we just would like to let folks know that you're out there and that you're willing and ready to serve.
Thank you very much.
All right.
Thank you.
And this has been the Business Spotlight.